Today's Mishnayos is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. Today's Mishnayos are being learned to Ilu Nishmas, Reb Aryeh Tzvi, Ben Reb Chana Chendel, the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, Hashem Yimkom Damai. So the previous Mishnah talked about Peya when it comes to onions. The first Mishnah today, Mishnah Dalet, is going to continue to discuss the laws of Peya as it relates to onions. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ima'is Shal Betzalim. Literally, imoyes are mothers. The mother of onions. Chayoves pepeya, achayven peya. Rabbi Yossi poite, Rabbi Yossi says, the mother of onions, anachayven peya. So what exactly does it mean, the mother of onions? So the Rav explains that these were betzolim gedolim. These are very, very large onions. Shemanichin oysen legadol zera, that are left inside the ground, and the purpose is for them to produce seeds. Umitoich shemishtan ba'aretz, and because they remain in the land, loichazu la'achil elayidei atchak. At some point, they start going bad, and it's very difficult to eat. You can only eat it al yedei atchak. V'lokach pater Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, you're going to be pater from peya. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say, you're going to be chayiv in peya. So what's unique about these onions? Onions, you have to leave peya. What's unique about these onions are that these onions are left in the ground for an extended period of time, and by the time you pull them out, it's very hard to eat. Now, you could eat it. It's an oichel, but it's oichel al yedei atchak. And that's the machlokes. One of the conditions for peya, one of the five conditions, one of the five boxes you have to check off in order to be obligated in peya is the food has to be an oichel. So we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, and the Chachamim, what the definition of oichel is. The Chachamim hold that anything that's eaten, even if it's al yedei atchak, even if you would have to force me to eat it, it's not something that you're running to eat when you open up your pantry, but it's something you would eat. So the halach is that's considered oichel, yichayv in peya. Rabbi Yossi holds that oichel al yedei atchak loishma oichel. It's not called oichel. And because it's not called oichel, therefore you wouldn't be obligated in peya. And the truth is, this shaila of whether food that is only food al yedei atchak is considered food or not, it's not only negei peya, it's negei a whole bunch of different sugis and shas. There's many different areas in halacha where this comes up. Where Chazal talked about different types of foods that people weren't running to eat, but b'diyeved al yedei atchak people would eat it. And really, it seems a little bit like this machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is a sif katan in that question. When something is food, but only al yedei atchak, is that considered food? Is it not considered food? Rabbi Yossi says that imoy shel betzalim apotim in apeya. Why? Because even though they're oichel, they're onions. People eat onions, but this type of onion is only an onion al yedei atchak. And it's for that reason, you're going to be potter. Next part of the Mishnah: malbenois habetzalim shebein hayarek. So we had this concept of malbenois already. Malbenois are blocks. They're bricks of food. So in this case, they were onions that were in between yarakos. So somebody has a field, and in the field, he's growing vegetables. And to separate the different plants, he planted these little patches of onions. So the halach is, Rabbi Yossi says that we look at each one of these onion patches as being a separate patch, and therefore peya mikol echad ve'echad. The halach is, you'd have to give peya from each one of these patches. We don't look at each one of these patches as being separate patches. Rather, we look at it as one big onion patch. And it's for that reason you would only have one chi of peya. You would not have to give a separate peya for each one of these patches. Mishnah. What happens if you have two brothers that yarshin their father? So a man died and he left over his sons. The sons came together, two brothers, and they divided the Yerusha. And part of the Yerusha was a field. So one brother took half the field, the other brother took the other half of field. Now it comes time to pay. Brothers have to give pay. It's their field now. They just yarshened it. So they give one payah or two payah. It says the Mishnah, noisen in shtei payahs. It's not enough to leave one payah. These brothers would have to leave two payahs. Why? Because really, even though in theory it's one field, but the ownership just divided the field into two. Right? We've been seeing that even one field can sometimes in halacha be viewed as two fields. If there's something going through the field, different types of species that are being grown in this field. So the fact that the ownership is divided, Reuven owns half the field and Shimon owns the other half of the field, it makes us see it as two separate fields. And once it's two separate fields, what's the halacha? You'd have to give separate payah for each field. Chazuv in ishtatvu. What happens if these two brothers, after they divide the field, they say, you know what, let's be partners. Let's go into business together. So now they became shutfin. So the ownership now just became a common ownership. So now they wouldn't have to give two payahs. Now they would have to give one payah. Shnayim shalakhu eso ilan. What happens if two people, beshutfis, buy a tree together? They would have to give one payah, even though two people own it, but they own it together, the shutfim. If they're shutfim, you have to give one payer. What happens if two people buy a tree together? One person says, I'm buying the northern part of the tree, the tzofim part. The other says, I'm buying the southern part of the tree, the darim part. Then each person would have to give his own chelik. Why? Because even though they're partners, but over here, each one owns half. In the first case, their partners were together, they own everything. In the second case, their partners were each person owns his own half, and therefore, if they together own everything, it's one payah. If each person owns his own chelik, then each person would have to give his own payah. What happens if somebody sells trees inside his field? So a man owns a field, big field, he has a lot of trees inside, and he starts selling off individual trees. So the halacha is if somebody comes and he buys three trees, and the trees are not contiguous, meaning they're not right next to each other. One is here, one is there, one is there. So the halach is noisim peah mikolach avechad. Each tree has its own chiyav of peah. This is a chiddush, because this buyer doesn't really own the whole field. All he owns is a tree, but he has to leave peah from the tree, and he has to give from each one individually. Now, if the three trees would be together, so you would look at it as one block. One block, you would have to give one payah. But we're talking about a case where they're not next to each other. And because they're not next to each other, so therefore the halacha is, you have to give payah from each one. Rabbi Yehuda, said, when is the shubas manchalei shir bal hasada? This is only true if the bal hasada, the owner of the field, didn't leave over anything for himself. Meaning, he sold every single tree in the field. He sold the whole field. But he sold the field to different people. But if the Baal HaSadah would leave over something for himself, who knows the call? He himself would have a chiv to give payah from everything. What does that mean? If the owner of the field didn't leave over anything, so now who owns his field? A whole bunch of different people. So every person has a chiv to give payah. So if this person owns three trees, you're going to get from three trees. You own nine trees, you're going to get from nine trees. If, however, the owner left something for himself, so then we look at it as if the owner, the original owner, he owns the whole tree. I mean, the whole field. So if he owns the whole field, he's the only owner of the field. He's the one that has to give the payah. Even though people own trees inside his field, doesn't matter. He still has a chiv to give payah from everything. So if he sells off everything, Zok Rabbi Yehuda, so then every person now is a shutef in this field. So every person has to pro rata. He has to give his own payah. However, if the original owner is still a bailim, if he left over something, then the halach is, he's viewed as the only owner as it relates to payah, and he would be the one to have to give everything.